Hi, I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and I am the new host of NPR's TED Radio Hour. I am so excited because we are working on a bunch of new, amazing episodes. We're exploring big ideas about reinvention, making amends, and the psychological effects of climate change. Our first show drops March 13th. Please join me.
So it's quirky.
Quirky.
Like quirky. Quirky.
I got it now.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I don't know where we're going to start, but I'm with Lars.
Hey, Bob.
So it doesn't sort of matter. We'll go all over the map. Lars, of course, is Viking's choice, but it's not just a Viking's choice today.
We're mixing it up today.
Yeah, Bob gets some choices, too.
Yeah.
We've been trying to pronounce the name of a band that Ian MacKaye, Joe Lally, and
Amy Farina,
who plays drums, is in. It's a new trio from Washington, D.C., and they are called...
Quirky. Right? That's how you say it, right?
Spelled C-O-R-I-K-Y. And the name comes from apparently some...
It's a dice game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'd never heard of, but which is spelled differently, which is a K-U-R or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. And this band formed in 2015, but really didn't start playing out in the world until 2018. You wrote about them recently.
I did, and I haven't had a chance to see them here in D.C. yet.
Oh, you missed the St. Stephen's show.
I've missed all of their St. Stephen shows. So when the first single came out, that was my first exposure to the band, and that's kind of the way they want it. They're not allowing people to, like, take videos or anything at the shows. So they want it to be new, fresh ears for everybody.
So let's listen to this song. It's called...
Clean Kill. That ending is so good.
It's a table banger. Oh, you know, this could be my favorite song of the year so far.
Really?
Yeah. I love to put this on, and I keep doing it every day. So that's a good sign. With all the new music that we get and listen to want to go and pull something out and keep listening to it. It's exciting.
I mean, there's some familiar elements. Like, you hear a little bit of that Fugazi groove, especially towards there at the end. But there's also, like, a lot of restraint, which is, you know, not something necessarily think about when I think about Fugazi, but maybe more so his other band, The Evens, with Amy Farina. But especially that alchemy between Amy Farina and Joe Lally is just so palpable. Like, it almost puts Ian MacKaye, like, a little bit in the background, even though he's the voice of that song.
Yeah. You want to play it again?
Quirky.
It's, spell it, C-O-R. I-K-Y. So you're not confused anymore out there, right?
Yeah.
And we're not either.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that band name wrong forever.
So it got a little loud at the end.
So let's stay loud, Bob.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go to Norway by way of America in Greece and Berlin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on a journey.
There's this band called Azusa that started up a couple years ago, featuring members of the Norwegian metal band Extol.
Christian metal band?
Yeah, they're a part of, like, the Christian metal scene, but they are kind of, like, quote-unquote legit, according to, like, the metal scene, because they could really write really great songs and riffs, and they sounded like metal, you know.
I thought you were going to say they were legit by the church, but that's not where you were going. Keep going.
I did see them at a church, though, in the late 90s. So two members of Extol, and the bassist used to be in the Dillinger Escape Plan, which is an American metal band. And then the vocalist is Greek and is based out of Berlin. And so it's, you know, like all these different worlds kind of coming together. And I was just blown away by their debut album, which was called Heavy Yoke. Now they have a new one called Loop of Yesterdays. And we should listen to this song called Detach.
Connection, calm emotion.
I'm sure in the studio they didn't fade out.
You faded out the guest guitar solo by Alex Skolnick.
I didn't touch. You can't blame me, people. Listen on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
That's Azusa.
And this record, I'm going to do my best to pronounce the singer's name.
Okay.
Alini Zafiriadou. I think that's probably close. Apologies, Alini, if I'm completely off. But like the last record, this new one, Loop of Yesterday, is, seems to be a lot about how fear can kind of overtake your entire life and how it can kind of paralyze you. And this song in particular, she's talking about detaching yourself from humanity to escape pain. And it seems like she's going through some heavy stuff on this record again, but she channels it in such cathartic and feral ways. Like, you heard her, like, both doing the high-pitched screams, the low growls.
And that was all her?
That's all her. Oh. And the sing-songy chorus, yeah. It's
wow.
That's all her.
Okay. I didn't catch that at all. That's
yeah,
awesome.
She's incredible.
Yeah. Wow. We've had shows we've done about this, but you dig through Bandcamp a lot. Is that how you found them, or?
This band in particular, no. You will eventually be able to find this Azusa record on Bandcamp, but this one was just because it was members of Extol. Gotcha. It was got me excited about them.
I like that intensely. I was thinking, because Ian MacKay at the top and that generation of loud, brash music and what you just played for me here made me think of something that I would reach for after listening to a lot of loud brash music, and that always was reggae music. And I think one of the parallels that happened in the late 70s and early 80s, to me, they paralleled one another and complemented one another because they each gave each other a different sort of intensity, at least that's how I fell into that music. I want to play something from that era by a group known as African Head Charge.
Oh, yeah.
And African Head Charge got its start in the 80s with a producer named Adrian Sherwood, who is very instrumental in that dub style of reggae, which is, you know, taking tapes and doing all sorts of wild stuff to the music. But the music had this sort of empty space inside of it, which is why, to me, it was the counterpoint of punk and loud and brash music, mm-hmm. which that music never had a breath of, right? There was never a space in the music of 80s, 70s and 80s punkish music. Anyway, so there's a reissue. There's a
big box set, yes.
5 discs.
Yeah.
And some unreleased material. And I'm going to play for you a song from African Head Charge and a song called Dub Some More.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Here we go. Ah, that felt good.
Yeah, that was nice and restorative. The palette of those drums, like that's the whole thing with African Head Charge. Yeah.
And there's also something remarkably timeless about dub music, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It always seems to fit every generation of music since I've first heard it.
I'm reminded of something I read in a book by our colleague Tom Moon, where he once said that he likes to listen to reggae and dub music in the winter so it warms him up.
Awesome, Tom. Take us somewhere else.
Well, let's maybe keep a little bit sunny. I don't know if you knew this about me, Bob, but in my little spare time, I have a deep passion for music of Brazil in the 70s. So anything from jazz and bossa nova to psychedelic music, rock music, tropicalia, pop music. It's just something that's like a deep, like personal passion project of mine. And I love digging up old reissues and trying to find like original copies of records and things like that. And in the last couple of years, I'm like, who's making this music now? And so I started digging around. A few friends it turned me on to a couple of artists that I should be listening to. And one of them pointed in particular to a label called Far Out Recordings, which is based out of London. They do a lot of reissues of albums that I personally love. They just reissued like a Milton Nascimento record that I'm excited to get my hands on eventually. But they've also been digging into the new scene in Brazil, including this young guy named Ricardo Richaid. Never heard of this guy. He seems to be a kind of a new voice on the scene, and he has a new record called Travesseiro Feliz, which translates to Happy Pillow from Portuguese.
I want one.
Yeah. And why don't we play the song? We'll come back and talk about it a little bit. It's, the name of this track is called Lagardo Nu.
Largado no sofá, não consigo levitar. O ócio pode ser tão dócil, é só se aprumar. Sapatos, pisos, tacos do chão desencaixar. Tem chão. De volta ao chão. Thank you.
controlled chaos at moments, right? There's some really smooth, beautiful parts, but dreams disturbing the sleep.
Yeah, yeah. There's a soft breeze, but it's backed up by a hard chill.
Yeah, you could do the weather in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a nice, it's a really interesting mix of kind of a little bit of everything that I was talking about. It's got the low Borges kind of like soft, breezy jazz folk, but it's also got like that fuzz from like Os Mutantes,
yes.
Or maybe just a little bit of like King Crimson, the kind of like Prague, just like kind of like buried under the whole thing.
And those analog synthy sounds. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they are, but they sound like the old Moog or something.
Yeah.
Meow, meow.
Yeah. Yeah, this exactly hits my sweet spot. I'm really excited about this record.
We're playing good music today. We should do more of this.
Huh. Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Bob Boylan here with Lars Gotrich, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Jack Daniel's. Master distiller Jeff Arnett explained the crucial step in the process that makes Jack Daniel's a Tennessee whiskey and not just a bourbon.
A very unique feature of the Jack Daniel distillery is the charcoal mellowing area. And this is where you see all the vats that are 10 feet deep with charcoal. You know, as the whiskey works its way through that charcoal, it's removing a lot of the bitterness that's inherent in the spirit. And the whiskey that comes out the bottom is light and it's sweet.
To learn more about Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey, go to jackdaniels.com. Please drink responsibly. This message comes from NPR sponsor Indeed. When it comes to hiring, you need help getting to your shortlist of qualified candidates fast. With Indeed.com, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/allsongs. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2020.
It's All Songs Considered. I am Bob Boylan. I'm here with Lars Gotrich, and hi.
Hey, Bob. We're doing a half Vikings choice, half Bob's choice.
So I get another. In fact, I picked four today, Lars.
Yeah, you get a little bit more. It is your show. I'm giving you slack this time.
Good. How about there's new Dirty Projectors? We have loved Dirty Projectors since, the first records I heard of from them are back in 2008. In fact, one of our very first South by Southwest shows at a place called The Parish was with Dirty Projectors. And
that was kind
of
a stacked bill, if I remember correctly. Bon Iver was there?
Bon Iver was there. That's right. And it was supposed to be, I think that year was the year Adele was going to come, but she had visa issues.
Right, yeah.
yeah, it was a pretty amazing year. But they've been making music that shifts and changes, but always with Dave Longstreth's sort of quirky ways. And that word's going to come back and all day and night. And there's a new song. There's a woman in the group named Maya Friedman. She was here just recently with Daughter of Swords. And it's her sort of voice that carries this tune. But I'm going to let Dave Longstreth tell us more about this new song from Dirty Projectors called Overlord.
Hey, Bob, what's up? This is Dave from Dirty Projectors. Super excited to share Overlord with all you lovely folks on NPR. So Overlord is a song where I'd had the melody kicking around for a minute. Didn't really know what to do with it until Maya rolled through the studio here in Los Angeles and we found the language. That's like when it became a real song. Lyrically, it's kind of a techno-fascist fantasia. The world that the song closes on is very different than the one that it opens into. With a song like that, it feels real good to have a loose, warm arrangement.
It's a nice video that goes with that too. That's Dirty Projectors. That goes nicely with that Brazilian tune.
You know, I just realized when we were listening to him talk about what the song was about, the Ricardo Rechaid, it takes a lot of influence from Tropicália, which was not just a musical movement, but a political movement. And what they had to do during that time is because they're under a dictatorship, they had to disguise all their lyrics. And the song that we listened to from Ricardo Rechaid, the translation of the song title is Hanging Out Naked. And the lyrics are, hanging out naked, hanging on the couch, I can levitate. Idleness can be so docile, all you have to do is stand. And the song is like a not so subtle push to be like, don't trust the government, basically.
Be an activist, yeah.
Yeah. So I like those dovetailed in an unexpected way, Bob.
Love the magic of this. Overlord's a song in Dirty Projectors is the band. They're heading out on tour. No album that I can see coming.
Oh, they just dropped it. They just dropped a Lucy.
Is that what they call them these days?
Yeah, that's Lucy. A Lucy. Come on, Bob. Get with it.
How do you spell that? L-U-C-Y?
Sure.
Awesome. What do you got, Lars?
Next one is a group that I've never heard of, but apparently has been around for something like 15 years. A band called Big Blood out of Maine. And its members are members of bands that I have listened to. Cerberus Shoal, who is like a post-rock band in the early 2000s. Fire on Fire. They've like made music with Wooden Wand and Swans and stuff like that. And it's a husband and wife duo, Colleen Kinsella and Caleb Mulkeren. And my impression is that they kind of take whatever music they're most interested in at the time and just completely flip it over. So they've kind of make these weird folk records, weird country records, weird whatever records. And for this one, they kind of made it even more of a family affair. Their teenage daughter, joins the band. And they kind of made this surrealist girl group record called Do You Want to Have a Skeleton Dream? And I have been obsessed with it for the last 2 weeks. And I can't wait to play this song for you. It's called Providence.
Pounding at my neck.
You know what I want to do one day, Lars?
What's that, bud?
I want to do a show of what happens after the fade.
I like that.
This
yeah.
is the second song in a row is I know that it didn't just end there.
Yeah, it just kept on going and going. They just kind of vamped for a while. Yeah, like, oh, we gotta end this somehow.
It was like a girls group from the 60s at Halloween. I really enjoyed that.
I mean, you can hear, you listen to this and you know they know their history because the girl groups of the 60s were studio experiments for people like Phil Spector and especially Joe Meek, who had a habit of turning pop music on its head completely, would do things like backwards tapes and like weird pitch shifts. And I don't know that he ever used a harmonium, but there's a harmonium on that track that we just listened to.
Amazing. I like that like a whole lot. So if I put on the rest of this album, what am I going to get?
You're going to get a lot of this. This is probably the most identifiably girl groupy song of the bunch. There are other tracks like it too, but they definitely get a lot weirder on side B.
And that's Big Blood. That was the mom singing and the...
That was the mom singing and her daughter doing backups sometimes. And they'll switch between songs and then the dad kind of does everything else. The name of the record is Do You Want to Have a Skeleton Dream?
Of course.
Yeah.
Wouldn't? Obvious question, obvious answer. Thanks. So I'm going to take us out. You know what? This next piece by Ed O'Brien from Radiohead.
Who?
Doesn't sound so dissimilar in some ways from this. We're going to go out on it, so you're going to have to tell me in the hallway whether you agree, and no one else will know. However,
it's our own fate, Bob.
Yeah, there you go. Ed O'Brien has a new record coming out. He goes under the moniker EOB, and it's got an album coming in April. On it is Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead, but also Adrian Utley from Portishead is on this record. Who else is on here?
Laura Marling, right?
Laura Marling's on the record. Yeah. Glenn Cauchy from Wilco is on this record playing drums. And it's all over the map, but the song I'm going to play for you, Shangri-La, is kind of, you could imagine it being a big hit. It sounds like it's old, but it also has a fresh sound. I don't know. It's like quirky. You know what I mean? So I mean, it's catchy like that song was, but it's quirky.
Right. It's quirky.
Yes, I think that's our headline. So I'm going to go out on Ed O'Brien. I'm going to hopefully have a conversation with him. And if I do, we'll explore the whole album that comes out in April in the coming weeks to come. Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, Bob, for having me.
Yeah. And let's talk about Ted O'Brien, would you?
Okay. All yeah, right. after this.
After you hear it, yeah. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. And if you haven't entered the Tiny Desk Contest and you are over 18 and no one yet has signed you to a record label, now's your chance.
I would personally love to see more metal and punk and experimental groups. Viking Choice Bands, basically.
Yeah.
If you enter and you make that kind of music, find me on Twitter and tell me. I'm Total Vibration. I want to know about it.
And he will tell me, and therefore, you know, there you go.
There you go.
Ed O'Brien, EOB, Shangri-La's a song. Bye.
Bye, Bob.